For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
We got the Sunday game day for you. Sitting here Wednesday night, I know we're just clocking in every show, aren't we?
That's Sunday night,
Sunday game show. Got the big game, Sunday game day, but we're recording on Wednesday night, Veterans Day. Sitting across from the edge. Got the Colts Titans tomorrow night.
Huge game right out the gate. Thursday. Oh, I don't like Thursday night games. They should get rid of them.
I have not watched a ton of them. I will watch this one because I love the big games.
Holiday in my house. All my kids. Is there football tonight? Yeah, there's football. And guess what, Maxion, you're great and all. I'll take the NFL any day over Maxion.
Especially this game. You know,
right,
the
huge game.
There's some questions at line for the Titans. In the past, the Colts have owned the Titans. I really believe it's even. It was two. It's dropping. So I'm wondering if those injuries you talked about earlier on the offensive line for the Titans are real, and that's why the line is dropping.
Yeah,
I have a hard time taking Rivers. That could be more of a live in-game or a second-half play, I might give, because I might come out firing tomorrow for the peeps.
I think it's when you have to look at the inactives, like I talked about on the podcast. Taylor Lewan, their top left tackle, is out. They might have a guard, Saffold, out, and their other right tackle, Dennis Kelly, might be out. So, you know, the Titans are known for having one of the premier offensive lines and Derrick Henry running the ball. But until you know who's actually playing, with the way they struggled running against Chicago, the Colts have a great defense. So, you know, I think the public's going to hammer the Titans, and I'm a little leery until I see who's actually suiting up.
Yeah, that's a good call in that game. You got to know, especially for the Titans. I mean, they did not look good last week. Yes, they were up 24-3, but for people that didn't watch the game, because I actually gave that out as a play, they did nothing early on. Then they threw it was a perfect pass. 40-yard bomb, yep, got it. A field goal, they're up 10-0 at half. A scoop and score touchdown. And then they had one more play in the second half. Other than they did nothing for most of that game. Texans-Browns, you have the Browns -3. Obviously, Beckham is out for the year with the ACL or Achilles, whatever. I think it was the ACL. Out for the year. Supposed to be raining and possibly 55, 60 degrees. I think a little rain would favor the Browns. I think it's a game the Browns have to have, even though the NFL today, I believe, voted to go from not only 12, not 14, to 16 teams make the playoff. So half this league.
I thought that was only if they have more COVID.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I think it's if they have to cancel games. Either way, you already know how, if you've listened to our show at all, you already know how I feel about
that.
That's
crazy.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's 14 teams.
Watered down mess.
I just don't think there's.
What's the point of having a regular season? Why do you think people like me already enjoy NCAA more because every game's so meaningful? With the NFL, it is a sham mockery. Why don't we just have two NFC East teams get in at 6-10? What a joke.
It is. Either way, I think it's a must-win for Cleveland. Like I said, with bad weather, that could have them running the ball more. Texans can't stop the run, and Texans can't run the ball. Texans are just not a good team, although they've played better under Romeo Cornell as the interim head coach. I still think the Browns get them. I think it's a big game for the Browns.
I would take the Browns too, but I don't love it.
I don't love it, but I still would take them. Jacksonville, yep. Green Bay, 48 degrees, possible rain. I don't care. I think that Rodgers shows up this week after that joke that they had 2 weeks ago. And I think they show up and roll it. And I think
it'll
they
be an easy over. I think Lutton will put up a few touchdowns. I really like him at quarterback for the Jags. You really only need a few touchdowns from them. And if you think they're going to cover, you obviously think the Packers are going to put up a 30 spot at least. So I do like the over, but I also don't hate your play. It's just I'd rather take an over in the NFL this year than a 13.5 point favorite.
Eagles-Giants. Giants have played almost everyone tough all year, even though they're 2-7.
We're like jockeys on the Giants this year. Well, I know I am. I'm on the top of them, riding them, so just whipping them, just whap. Love the Giants, but not today, not tomorrow, not Sunday, whatever it is. I'm out.
26-16 to the Steelers, 17-13 to the Bears.
Yeah.
Niners did boat race them. That was their one loss. 17-9 to the Rams, 37-34, 20-19, 22-21, 25-23, 23-20. They hang. That is a teaser spot for me, if not a straight play.
I do like the teaser spot.
I think the Eagles suck, and I won't be surprised if the – I just don't think the Eagles are a very good team. And the Giants, like I said, they're just a game team. I mean,
guess
I know
what? Guess what happened last week that never happens? Daniel Jones had no turnovers.
That's insane.
That won't happen again.
Probably
he turns
not.
It over every game. That was an anomaly.
No, he loves to turn it over. Your thoughts, Chargers-Dolphins.
Chargers-Dolphins. Is that the Monday night? No. Or is that a night game? Sunday night.
Nope. Sunday.
No, oh, it's not 4 a night p.m.? Game. Oh, I thought it was a night game for some reason.
It is a 4 p.m., yes.
4 p.m.? I like the Chargers.
Lot, just so you know, this week, I don't know if it's because of the buys, just a ton of 4 p.m. games.
I know. Isn't it pretty much even this
first,
week?
First week. Well, there's 4 1 o'clock, 5 1 o'clocks, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 4 o'clock games, which makes
oh, it's going to be great.
Is lunacy.
Chargers. I'll take the Chargers. My guy, Herbert, love him. I think if Bosa suits up, with what I saw from Tua, just, I mean, Houdini last week, it's not going to happen every week. I mean, he was getting out of tackles. If you bet the Cardinals, you took a bad beat, Jack. He got out of some place. Specifically, late in the game, I believe it was late fourth quarter, actually, where they needed to make a drive deep in their own, you know, toward their own end zone. It's third down, or he was going to get sacked for like 15-yard loss, gets out of it, they end up scoring on that drive. Long story short, don't think it's going to happen again. Herbert's due for a win. And I think they're going to get a ton of pressure on him. So I'll take the Chargers.
I'll take the Dolphins minus the 2.5. They have the best kicker in the NFL. He's 17 for 17 this year. Last week alone, he hit 350-yard field goals. Who does that in kicking anymore? He's the man. I don't even know what his name is. Best kicker in the – best kicker. But I know that he doesn't miss. Best kicker in the
That's
NFL.
That's what's important.
Game comes down late, tie game, and you've got that ticket. Take it to the window. Cash it.
Love it. Love it.
Cash it. Bills, Cardinals. I don't see a line. You got a line on that?
Nope. If you don't, I don't. We're on the same book.
Seahawks, Rams. We know. Wow,
it's weird Rams, they don't have a line out for that Cardinals game.
Rant, well, issues with the virus. 1.5, the Rams. I mean, again, there's a game. Rams are 5-3.
Oh, I Seahawks. Found one for the Cardinals. 2.5.
They're favored?
Correct. Correctamundo. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know, man. I'll tell you this, that card in a close game, I don't love the Cardinals. I'm going to tell you why. That kicker for the Cardinals, he absolutely sucks balls.
Shorted a 49er. He almost 49-yarder, shorted it.
Shorted it. Should have cost him the game against Seattle, couldn't make any kicks.
Looked like me with my pitching wedge the other day.
Missed two kicks.
Everything.
Missed two kicks last week. He's just not a good kicker. So Seahawks, Rams, I don't know. I don't like that game, but I got to tell you. If I had to do it, I mean, are the Seahawks just going to keep – maybe they'll keep losing. I don't know.
No, I'll take – if I had to do it, I would take the Rams in that game. I would also take the under. I think the under is a better play. Those are both two games you just mentioned where you can be the greatest capper in the world. You can say whatever you want, but in reality, there's no reason to bet either of those games other than you're a degenerate, because I think all – Seahawks, Rams – you're not going to be surprised if either team wins. Cardinals, Bills, you're not going to be surprised if either team wins. That's why the spread's so low. And typically, I like those games with low spreads, like the Chargers, Dolphins. I think I'm getting a big edge with the Chargers. But in those other two, they're just good.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Teams, I'm not going to bet those games. Won't do it.
I'm with you.
Why bet them? They're good. I mean, they're good games. They're good teams. Just watch it. Enjoy it.
49ers, Saints.
Oh, that's way too many. Are you kidding me? That's way too many. It's too many. You got to take the – it's just too many. I'm taking the 49ers. I don't like that game. Take me off of that. Don't even –
I don't like that game either. You just don't know what Saints team you're going to get, man.
In reality, it might be a good tease spot with all the injuries the 49ers have to take the Saints, but I just smell shenanigans in that game. I'll just actually, if I really had to answer, I'd stay away.
Smelly.
It is. It really is.
Ravens, Patriots.
Well, this is a bonanza. I got to take the Ravens. The Ravens are just the superior team. Patriots were lucky to beat the Jets. Thank goodness they did, or this would probably already be at 8. You know, I just have to take the Ravens. I just think
I would just be shocked.
Yeah.
If the Ravens, I mean, to me, that looks like a teaser.
Getting Humphrey back, their premier corner.
But see, I close my eyes. I see them winning that by 10.
Me too.
I just don't see the Patriots offense. I mean, yeah. I mean, you got to think about this. If you're,
I see Cam getting benched. How about that?
Yeah, They got almost. The Jet Flacco looked like a Hall of Famer last week, literally.
Well, I posted a video a few weeks back when that game where Hoyer was the starter and Stenham came in and threw a touchdown. But I posted a video and it looked like an idiot at the time saying that Cam, you know, was going to get benched and wasn't, you know, the future or wasn't, you know, obviously he's not the future, but just wasn't the guy because he was playing real well up to then. He's been so bad since then. So bad.
He really has. And if not, again, in that game, you're 0-8. You're the Jets. You're winning 7-3. You've got the ball on the Patriots 38-yard line. You know what's funny about Belichick? He thinks he's so slick. And the reason he thinks he's so slick is because, and he's better than everyone, is because these other coaches are just dildos. You're 0-8, and it's 4th-and-2, and you get a holding penalty to make it 4th-and-12. And Belichick declines the penalty. And what do you do from the Patriots 38-yard line? You're 0-8, Gase. You simple fuck. He's just unbelievable.
Hey, that was in the 99th percentile of cowardly punts based on this little index thing that they use.
What does he do? You're 0-8. I went for it, and I'm giving Cam the ball on the 38 because he's so. And we might lose because of it. He punts the ball. Belichick declines the penalty, knowing that he's smarter than that imbecile Gase. Knowing he's going to punt the ball against
Gacy
any coach.
And Spacey
on, but these
what's Gacy things, do? He's in Spacey.
He always looks. He's like this. Look at the way I'm looking. He's like
gazing into space.
Look at my eyes. This is what he does. He's like this all the time. Idiot.
Oh man.
Anyway, Bengals Steelers.
Man, it's
you
just
know Ben's in the protocol this week. Ben can't do anything until Saturday. He will get no snaps during the week. I think that means absolutely nothing when you've been playing for 17 years. I don't think he needs snaps against the Bengals. It's going to be 60 degrees and raining.
The rain is not helping. Do we know if Mixon's in?
We don't know if Mixon's in.
That's hard. I mean,
but
that makes it tough.
Bengals are just not going to do much in that game. Vikings, Bears, you got. Minnesota on Monday night's funny. Minnesota's 3-5 on the road, and they're favorites.
You don't think the Bengals could get them?
No, I don't think the Bengals will get them. No, I didn't say I didn't think they could. I don't think they will. I just don't think.
Well,
I think the
Steelers aren't going 16-0.
I understand that, and they played as poorly last week as they could. They could imagine. There's no reason they won that game last week the way they played. Only because they played the Cowboys, who have the worst all-around coaching staff possibly outside of the Jets. One of the worst owners of all time.
Oh, don't even start taking shots at my guy.
Got to. You got nothing there. Don't like him. Out on Jerry Jones. Need to retire. Need to put him down, man. Put him in his stable, baby. Retire him. Anyway, anything else that jumps out at you on Sunday game-wise? We've covered most of the games.
Well, I just think the Lions are going to just poo-mally the Redskins. I mean, the Redskins don't know what's going on with their team. I mean, I am going to take any chance I get blindly at this point in my life when I know Alex Smith shredded his leg to pieces and he wasn't that great before he did it. I'm going to blindly lay whatever points I have to lay to bet against Alex Smith. I don't care. The best bet of the week. Yeah, I said it. Best bet of the week, Stafford. He will absolutely whore you when you need him the most. And I am going to be that guy who loses cash betting on Stafford because I think it's the best bet of the week.
What's the line do you see?
I don't see a line.
Right.
Well, I don't, that's my point. I don't need to see it. If they show a line and the game is being played and Matthew Stafford's in the game, I am going to bet the Lions. Blind. I know Galladay's out. I already know Galladay's out. So, I mean, I know they're down some weapons and things like that.
So, in a nutshell, here's who we like. Just recapping. Browns, Lions, Packers, Giants.
Now, here's who I really like.
Chargers.
The Vikings.
Vikings.
The Ravens.
Ravens.
I like the favorites. Point. I like the Chargers. That's
a lot
the
of chalk. A lot of chalk.
False. Chargers. I like to take the points there. We like the Panthers taking the points there.
And remember what
you
I
like
said
the Giants taking the points.
Hey, remember what I said on the podcast, people. Blindly, first half overs in the NFL this year are hitting about 63%.
Right.
Every week, 9-5, two buys, 10-4. A couple of weeks where you've not had one week yet where it's been like a 2-10. 63% is amazing, blindly. First half overs. And you know what? Don't be surprised if it happens again this
week. What's your take on the Minnesota Bears game?
You know, the Bears are one of those teams, they wait until they've done it like a few times this year. They wait till they're losing and kind of the game is over. And then all of a sudden they'll go, they did it last week. If you were actually looking and saying, am I seeing one? They're down 24-3 to the Titans. Next thing you know, it's 24-10. There's like 6 minutes left. Then it was 24-17. There's 3 minutes left. Then you're like, wait a minute. Are they tried to get the ball back. And you're like, what in the?
Very true. So, yep.
They've done that several times this year. They did it against the Colts. They scored late, couldn't get the 2-point. And so I don't think they're a good team, and I think the Vikings are way better than their record. I just think, you know, again, that's just been a disaster there this year.
Well, is the Bears, like the way I look at it is, are the Bears really going to be able to take advantage of the poor secondary for the Vikings?
I think if the Vikings lose, they're obviously done for the
year.
Oh,
yeah. I think it's a huge game for the Vikings.
It's a huge game. I think if the Bears lose – I still think they're done for the year anyway, but
I think the Vikings feel like they have a chance. I think the Bears.
Of course they do. It's the Bears.
With the Bears, if you're on the Bears team and you watch the way the coach and the quarterback are working together and the way the quarterback's played, the way David Montgomery gives you zero on offense and they keep giving him the ball, he gives you nothing.
Nothing.
Just the worst running back in the league. Not even close. That's a guy, like when Adrian Peterson, for example, got cut, how did the Bears have nobody? To give the ball, nobody. It's a damn shame. That GM should be fired.
Fire. All right, boys. Good luck this weekend.
Good luck. Bang that bookie.
Bang the bookie. Bang your girl. Bang your wife. Do it twice. Peace.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.